We are learning Masechtas Kedushin Daf Samach Tesem Aveiz, and we are beginning 8 lines from the top of Samach Tesem Aveiz, the first wide line of the Gemara, Itmar. Itmar, we learned, Abaye Amar Olu Me'aleihem Tanan. When a Mishnah says that Asar Yuchs and Olu Bavel, it means they weren't forced to come up. They went up themselves on their own will, own free will, and therefore, even if they were psulim, they could hide out because no one was taking them. They went themselves. But Rav Amar Helum Tanan, that Ezra brought them up. He brought them up. He took them out of Bavel and took these Asar Yuchsin with them to Bavel. The commit was the machloikis. The commit to give the Rav Elazar, Dom Rav Elazar, le'ola Ezra Bavel, ach asa'a kasaras lekiya. We just learned that Rav Elazar said that when Ezra left Bavel, he made Bavel like a flying flower. He made it very mesudah and organized, that all the Yuchsim were, there was no Mamzerim mixed up with the Israelim, and there was no Goyim or Gerim mixed up with Israelim. It was Kesel Stakia. That's what Rav says, that Lo Allah Ezra Mabavach also Kesel Stakia of Allah. So Abaya, less than Rav Elazar. Abaya doesn't hold Rav Elazar because it holds the went out Ma'aleim. They went out Ma'aleim, so it's Lav Dafka that he cleaned out Bavel. They went up themselves. So some went up, some didn't go up. It's not a right organized Bavel. Masha'inke, Rava, Islay, the Rav Elazar holds Rav Elazar. Ibbay Yisema, another Teretz. Kulam Yisrael Elazar. Everyone holds that before Ezra left Bavel, he organized all the Yuchsim and he rooted out all the Psulim from the people and made it into a fine flour. He separated them, but they went up there to Shaul themselves. And this way, when they got up there to Shaul, they could mix back into Klai Shaul. We could worry about that. And the other one says, no, Rava says that he forcefully brought them up, which means he brought them up in an organized fashion to Eretz Yisrael, and he made it very clear in Eretz Yisrael already that these are the psulim and these are the ksherim. So Gemara says, Bishlam al-man de'ama alu, Bishlam fi abayah says alu, Hayon dam rav yudam ha-shmul, kal rat says isil Eretz Yisrael. All lands are considered a taruvos of psulim compared to Eretz Yisrael. But Eretz Yisrael isil abavel, but Eretz Yisrael compared to Bavel, Eretz Yisrael is more of a taruvos than Bavel. Because we understand, since they went up by themselves, so it's very possible that certain yuchsim got, certain psulim got mixed into the other people in Eretz Yisrael because Ezra didn't bring them up in a organized way. He just was organized them when he left Bavel, but they came up themselves. Holds that Ezra brought them up. He knows that everyone knew exactly who the psulim were because when he brought them up, it was very misud and organized. Who are the psulim? Who is not the psulim? Zach the Gemara, you're right. He the Yad who Dara. That Dara knew exactly who is who. But Dara Chilo Yad, the Maisa finally got mixed up, and Bavel stayed Kesel Stakia. But in Eretz Yisrael, after one Dara, the Psulim got mixed up again in the Ksherim, and again, we're not 100% sure about the Yuchsim in Eretz Yisrael as much as Bavel. Bavel is better. Pray the Gemara, Bishlaman the Yama Alu. Bishlaman the Yama says Alu, Haim Yuchsiv. Do we stand the Pasuk that says by Ezra that it says while he was going up to Eretz Yisrael, Makabtsim el hanor haba el ahava, v'nachnasham yom shloisha. We camped there for 3 days. V'avina ba'am uvekayhanim ubnei Levi. And I looked through the I looked through the and kahanim and the bnei Levi. And let me tell you, it says v'avina ba'am v'kahanim. I checked out the nation. I found the kahanim, but ubnei Levi. Let me tell you, I didn't find any bnei Levi. So the Gemara is asking that if you held that Alu, so therefore he didn't know exactly who was coming up with him. So it makes sense. He didn't realize that he didn't find any Bnei Levi. Elamandem Ahelum, Hamizazari, he knew exactly what he was bringing up. So what does it mean? He checked it out when he got to the Nar and he didn't find any Bnei Levi. Now just stop right here. What does it mean, Bnei Levi Lematasi Sham? The Mishnah said that Asar Yuchsin Olam Abavel, including the Levim. So Rashi explains what happened was here, he was looking for Kosher Levim who could play the harp and play music. And the only Levim he found were Levim who had bitten off their thumbs. Because it says that they were going into Galus Bavel. So in the Mizmar of Al Naharai's Bavel, it says over there that Nebuchadnezzar asked them, Shiru Lonu Mashir Tzion, sing some songs for us. They went ahead and they bit off their thumbs, and they said, Eich no shira shira Hashem al adoseicha. How can we sing it? Don't say, we're not going to sing. It's Eich, which means we don't have thumbs to play the harps anymore. And therefore, we can't play the music. So they were puzzled to play, they were puzzled of him, because they couldn't play Kli Shir. So when it says, he found Levim who were psulim, but he didn't find the kosher Levim. And the Gemara's question is, didn't he know exactly who he was bringing up? So if you hold Helam, and for the Gemara, you're right, he knew who he brought up, who he didn't bring up, but he didn't know if they were Ksherim or Psulim. He just picked out Levim. He didn't check if they were Ksherim or Ksherim or Psulim. And it turned out when he checked the map on the Har, he saw, brought Psulim. Now, the Marsha really asks that Lechaira, okay, why can they sing? Why are they called Pasul Levim? They can still sing. So the Marsha explains that these Levim obviously were very old. They bit off their thumbs on the way down to Galus. Galus Bavel was 70 years. So they were very old men now. They were in the 80s, 90s, 100 years old, these Levim. And by then, they can't sing so much. They can't even sing. That's too hard for them to sing. They're 100 years old. So therefore, they were puzzled to sing as well. Besides for playing music, they couldn't play the music either. Hakaponim, Adkan, the Machlekes of Olam Alei and Mohelu. So it says that the 10 Yuchsim. Now I'm going to go bring Raya's from the Psukim that he brought up all 10 categories of people up to Eretz Yisrael. Kind of Yisrael, how do we know? How do you know they went up to Eretz Yisrael? It says in the Pasuk, Vayeshvu ha-kahanim v'alavim, u'mina'om, v'ha-meshayrim, the singers, v'ha-shayrim, the levim will close the doors, v'ha-nesinim v'areim, v'chol Yisrael v'areim. So clearly, that they had kahanim levim in Yisrael. Says the first Pasuk that they had all the Kahanim Levim Yisrael. The only kasha is that here it says Mesherim. Didn't we just be saying that there was no kosher Levim who could be the play music or sing? So both Marsha and Tosfos Rosh deal with this question. The Marsha answers that the Mesherim here were Yisraelim because the Levim Taka weren't kosher. But Tosfos Rosh says that it could be there were Levim who could play other music. Or even sing. They just couldn't play the harp. And he was looking for Levim who were playing could play the harp. He needed a perfect Levi, which includes playing the harp. He needed that. That's what he couldn't find. But of course, there were some Levim who could still sing or play music. That's the place that Rosh says. So, what's the makar that there were Chaloli, Geiri, v'Charuri? So, Mar starts with Chalol. How do you know that there were Chalol? Well, no. The Tanya said, learn to the Braisa. Rabbi Yossi Eimer, the Braisa is coming to say how big Chazak is. And Agav, we see that there were Chalolim in Eretz Yisrael. The time, Reshiyam Megadoyle Chazakah. The Chazakah, a status quo, a Chazakah, has big power. Shinema, how do we know? Because the Pasuk says, in Ezra, it says like this, Ubunei HaKahanim, the families of the Kahanim, Bnei Chaviyo, Bnei HaKoitz, Bnei Barzili, Ashalokach, and Bnei Barzili, Agaladi. The Bnei Barzili are the ones who took wives of Bnei Barzili. Barzili, the Isha of Yikrashram, it's called on their name. Eile Bixu Ksavam HaMesiachsim. These Kahanim were trying to prove their Kahanim, and they looking for their Ksav Yichus. V'loinimso, it was not found by Yigoylu Menekahuna. And therefore, Nechemiah said that they can't be Kahanim. Yigoylu Menekahuna means the Chalalim. V'yoyma Hartar Shasa, which is Nechemiah. V'yoyma Shasa, Lechem Asher, V'yoyma Shasa Lehem, Asher lo yoychlu Mekayish HaKadoshim, should not eat from Kayish HaKadoshim, ad amoyed Kayilu Menekahunim, until the Urim and Tumim comes back, which means when Mashiach comes, we're not going to know, and you can't eat Kachi Kachi because we're not sure if you are a Kohen or not. Now, first of all, why was Nechemiah called HaTirshasa? Why is it called Tirshasa? So Rashi explains, B'Shem the Yashami, that because his job was that he used to be a taster, that the Melech was always scared someone's giving him to drink with poison in it, so he always tasted it first. The problem is that the regular drink then was wine, and you're not allowed to drink Yain Stam Yainam, or Yayin Akum, you know, drink Yayin from a goy. But they were matter, a special heter for Nechemiah, because he had to do it for the king. So therefore, they called it heter shasa. That's a heter shasa. It stands for a heter to drink. Akaponim, what do we see in this pasuk? We see in this pasuk that Ve'yigoylu Mekahuna, that there were Chalalim. But the Gemara now goes and explains what this pasuk is talking about. V'amalehem, harei atem v'chaskaschem. So Nechemiah told them, "You are bechazaka, ma'isim oichel megerel bekotcha gvul. That that you ate truma in bubble. At that time, the Chazal made a tekana. You should take off truma in bubble. It was drabon dega truma, or you shouldn't forget about taking off truma." So he said, "Since you were always eating all the years truma, and everyone assumed you're kohen, so av kam nami bekotcha gvul. Here also you can eat truma, but you cannot eat kotchim that you can't eat because you don't have the yichus. You don't have the yichus, and you're safakal." Bishlamah the Chuma you can eat without eating till now. That's the Chazaka. You have a Chazaka now. You don't have Chazaka and Kachim. There's no Kachim in Bava because no Kabbalah did. That you can't eat already. So Freit the Gemara, how are we allowed to eat a Chuma? But Mandi Yama, this is Mandi Yama holds that Mailim and Chuma Yuchsin. If you see something in Chuma, you could assume it's a Kasher Kayin. So Hani Dachol but Chuma also will ask you. Those who eat in Chuma will come to say that they have a good Yichus. And the Gemara, Shani Hosov, the Rei Ches Kesayah. Rashi learns what it means like this. That those, since you're not allowed to eat kachim, those chevra, those kahanim, couldn't eat kachim, therefore, everyone realized they're not regular kahanim. Now, Taisa doesn't like this, because Taisa says, maybe if I see them in chumma, I'll let them eat kachim. If they live the kachim, then I'll see the yuchsim. So Taisa says, that Re'el Cheskesayah, everyone knew it, they were looking for the yuchsim, and they couldn't find it, therefore, we weren't worried about Milam over there, the Milam and Chumma yuchsim. But the Gemara says, Elamai Gdoyle Chazaka, what's the Lashon Gdoyle Chazaka? The Chazaka is bigger than usual. Because the Gemara explains it like this: the Mekara Achav Chuma Derabanan in Bavli and Chuma Derabanan. Here they allowed them even to eat Chuma Deraisa. L'Bsoif Achav Chuma Deraisa, because at the Chazaka they let them keep on eating Chuma, even though here in Eretz Yisrael Chuma Deraisa. The Bayis Seima, another Teretz of the Kasha, another Pshat in the Chazaka. The Bayis Seima La'olam Hashdanam Derabanan Achav Deraisa La'achal. Only ate the Chuma Derabanan, and therefore there was no chashash and Milem and Chuma LeYuchsin that because they eat Chuma will assume that Kasher Kahanim. That's the case that they're only eating chumah derabanan. What's the big deal? They're just continuing doing what they're doing until now. So the mekara like the chumah deraisa in Babel was not a problem to eat chumah. Why? Because no chash otu chumah deraisa. Lebesoyif here in Eretz Yisrael, I think I'm the ikel and migzav of chumah deraisa. Even though they weren't allowed to eat chumah deraisa, they might be making zera derabanan otu deraisa. Still, they allowed them to eat. Afraid the Gemara, heck you say they were not eating Chuma Deraisa, only eating Chuma Derabanan, which Rashi says, what does it mean Chuma Derabanan in Eretz Yisrael? It means like Chuma of Yerokos, of vegetables, and Peiros. Because Deraisa is only Dogon Tirish Vircha, which is Tvua, Yayin, and Shemen. That's the only thing that Deraisa. So he's saying, you can't eat Chuma Deraisa. So afraid the Gemara, they're not eating Chuma Deraisa. Look at the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, V'yoymar, but all things they'll eat. And mashma they eat chuma deraisa. So you see, klar that they ate chuma deraisa. The Gemara says no. How come? When he said they can't eat kodesh kadoshim, he's referring to both chuma deraisa and kachim. How come? Lo yimidin mikra kodesh you can't eat. But loy midi the mikra kachim. Not something that's called kodesh that you can't eat. And you also can't eat something that's called kachim. Loy midi the mikra kodesh. It says in pasuk, v'chalzar lo yoychal kodesh. And that we know from the pesukim, it's talking about truma. So you see, truma is called kodesh. That's what it means by kodesh. Loy midi the mikra kachim, the Amakra, the pasuk says, v'as kain kesil is zar, he but truma is kodesh loyoychal. The halacha is that a v'as kain gets married, once she gets married to Yisrael, even if she's divorced or her husband dies, she does not have children, she does not go back home. She go back home to Truma, but doesn't go back home to Kachim. V'amar b'moraz min b'truas ha-kadoshim v'seichel. V'amar b'mayrim min ha-kadoshim. The Truma taken off Kadoshim, which is what? Chazav v'sheik, which is a present that they separate off the Shlomim, they give it to the Kayin, that she can eat. Lo yseichel, tapayin ha-avs, lo yseichel. So you see that Kachim is called Kachim. Chuma is called Kodesh, it's called Kachim. So now when it says in the Pasuk, Lo Yechlo V'Kodesh HaKadosh, it means it shouldn't be from Chuma Deraisa and not from Kachim. The only thing they eat is Chuma Derabanan. I think Mar's Kashim was, what's Godel Chazaka? Was it Godless Chazaka? Teretz is that there's no Gzeira Otu Chuma Deraisa.